Thank you for tuning in to Minot Today. I'm your host, Bob Timm, and my guest today is Bill Harbaugh. He is with Minot State University Art Department. Bill, say hello and tell us a little more about your position there at MSU.
Well, thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me. My name is Bill Harbaugh, and I am a professor in the art department, and I've been at Minot State University for 24 years. I'm also the chair of the art department and broadcasting and professional communication.
Bill, you have been here more than a year or two.
Yes, I have.
You came from the small town in New York.
Yes. In 1996, I left New York, just above New York City, just above Manhattan. I was working as a package designer at Revlon, and I was also teaching night classes at a little art college in Newark, New Jersey. And I had a life moment. By day was fragrance and cosmetics and fashion with Revlon. And at night was teaching in the classroom with young artists, young graphic designers. And as much as I enjoyed my day job, I really, really enjoyed my night classes and working with students. And again, I had that life moment, that life change where I said, wow, do I really want to spend the rest of my life in perfume and eyeliner and high fashion? Or and I listened to myself and I resigned from my position and I applied to universities and colleges all over. I was looking to teach anything about graphic design and illustration and to use an antiquated term, commercial art. I was looking to teach that anywhere. And I had the fortune of my packet, my application packet, my resume and portfolio land on a desk at Minot State University, and had a great conversation with the chair, the department head at the time, Walter Peel, and interviewed out here in North Dakota. And shortly thereafter, my wife and I moved to Minot, and I've been here ever since, 24 years.
This is a great place, and you've raised your family here, or are raising your family here as well, too.
Yeah, and it's about fit. It's about fit, and there are faculty members that have not lasted, you know, more than a year or two at Minot State University. Maybe it's the university, or maybe it's Minot, or maybe it's the weather. Could be the weather, but in some cases, there's a quick turnover of faculty, but for me, it just worked fine. I don't necessarily need to live in proximity to 20 French restaurants. I don't need to have, you know, the nightlife that Manhattan provides. I'm just good here. And my wife and I knew that shortly after we got here, maybe a few months after we got here. It seemed like it just fit. And you have to close your eyes and you have to feel that sometimes. Maybe in the same way that I left my position at Revlon. It just didn't feel right for me. And teaching and the energy in a classroom and working with students was the way for me to go.
It's really exciting to me that you have that passion. My son will be under your instruction next year. And to know that his instructor is fired up, even after 20 years or more of teaching, that is really exciting to a parent, knowing that that college education is going to be led by somebody that's fired up about what they do.
Yeah. You know, I like that. I like that word, fired up. I like that term. I think there's passion. You need to have passion if you're going to work with students in a classroom, whether it's lecture or demonstrate or interact with them. They need to feel that you're passionate about your subject matter and you're passionate and you care about where they're going, their life path. And I'm so fortunate to have been involved with that experience so many times and to have seen, you know, Minot State University art students graduate and go on and have vibrant, intense, creative, outstanding careers.
Speaking of having that passion and being instructors, it's a perfect lead-in to what's going on right now. It started yesterday, called Faculty X. Tell us a little bit about Faculty X.
Faculty X is a faculty exhibit of our art. So the faculty are expected to produce art, to show, to exhibit, to participate in their field or their discipline. And this is our opportunity to evidence what we do, hopefully make some beautiful art and let it resonate with students. I think the students get really excited about this exhibit. They want to see what their professors are doing. Are we just talking it, or are we living it? Do we make it? Do we exhibit? Do we regularly engage in this study? And it's also important that we show the campus, my colleagues, my professor colleagues, that artists are scholars, and that we do engage in our passion place, in our scholarship area. And I think the public as well, and the public and maybe some of my colleagues at Minot State might have the perception that, or maybe do not have any idea of what art scholarship is. And we are, again, so glad to show people what we do and have people attend the exhibit. Many other disciplines, I'm imagining, like the sciences, like everybody knows what science scholarship is. That's when professors, you know, research a problem and they spend hours in a microscope and they work with students on their scholarship and they engage in grant research or develop or find new ways or add to the academic community. And well, art's just a little different, but we're doing it as well.
As a parent, again, of a student who is going to be joining you, it's going to be exciting for me to see the skill of the instructors demonstrated.
I would imagine that that a parent would also be interested in what the student experience is like, and who are the instructors at Minot State University, and what do they do?
Yes. Let's talk a little bit more about the show as far as those who want to go see it. How do they find it? How long is it there?
Yeah. Again, the show opened last night, and it is up for just about 30 days, so it comes down at the very beginning of April. And the gallery, the Northwest Art Center Gallery, is the home for this exhibit. And it is open Monday through Friday, 10 to 5 p.m., and Saturday from 1 to 5.
Great. So there is a weekend opportunity in there, too. Actually, three or maybe even four weekends.
Yep. Yep.
And for those who aren't real familiar with the campus, the Gordon Olson Library is in the northwest corner of the campus. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And there's a couple of parking opportunities there.
There are. I think the best way to identify the gallery is to look for the library, because it takes up a large portion of the bottom floor of the library. And the best entrance to the gallery is from the south side of the library. Again, it's the Northwest Art Center, and it's a big sign. Can't miss it. And I think the better parking opportunities are, again, on the south side of the library. It might be best for the public to travel north on Broadway till they get to the university, and maybe cross to 11th Avenue and go west on 11th and go past the dome, the athletic dome. Everybody knows the dome. And then look for the library just to the left, and then just proceed south to the south entrance.
The dome and the bubble.
Yep.
Bill, let's talk a little bit more about you. Your skills, the classes that you teach. Tell us a little more about yourself.
Yeah. I come from a graphic design and an illustration background, and that's most of what I teach, design classes. I am exhibiting in this show mostly collages this time, and I'm in tandem with five of my other faculty that are exhibiting. And I think total, we've put together somewhere around 50 works of art, and that's two-dimensional works of art like paintings or collages, things that are essentially flat and oftentimes hang on the wall. There might be some video work this exhibit, and there's some three-dimensional work as well, so more sculptural things or things that come from our ceramics professor, Linda Olson.
Yeah, the regular listeners to the program are familiar with Linda, as she's been a guest here as well, too. And she is an amazing artist.
She is. She is so versed in pottery and in ceramics and has years and years of experience in our ceramic studio.
Let's talk about collages for just a second, being that's one of the areas that you enjoy. I don't know much about collages other than I remember being in an art project where we took pieces from magazines and put it all together. There's got to be more to it than that.
No, but that's a good starting place. That's really a good starting place. It's about scraps of paper. It's about gluing or sticking them down to a surface. The art of collage comes in the ingredients. So what are you ripping out of magazines, or what ingredients are you using in tandem together to say something, either through allusion or through insinuation or through suggestion?
One of my favorite collages is at a church I used to attend. They had all the members, like 800 members, pictures, but it was made into a collage that looked like the face of Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
That was cool.
Yeah, that's great. Yep, that's a wonderful solution to collage.
Now, did you say that you also do some video art?
I do not. But there is some video present in the exhibit.
Oh, excellent. I know that when my daughter first was looking at some of the art programs she thought she might enjoy, she was thinking about Disney or Pixar or whatever. But there's so much opportunity for art. It's almost endless.
Yeah. You know, culturally, we probably use art or photography so often to communicate information, everything from just little emojis that we might text to each other, or whether it's just photos, Snapchatting photos. It's just amazing how often we're actually using visual media to communicate information.
I've always loved photography, and digital photography has been such a blessing.
It has taken the price and the opportunity down in such a way that nearly anybody can have access and create beautiful photographs.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not the best photographer, but when I can take 1,000 pictures,
yeah,
there's bound to be one in there that's,
yeah,
acceptable.
Yeah, and that's such a good thing for students that are learning, to have that ability to shoot many, 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 many images and edit and look and make analysis and observations and choose. That's such an important part of it. And again, the cost, I can't even imagine being a photography student 30 or 40 years ago, and it was just prohibitive to shoot 1,000 images.
Exactly.
Really.
Bill, we're already running out of time. The best way for people to find out more about Faculty X and the MSU art program is?
I think the university website is the best way to have information, to learn more information about the show or any of our faculty members in the art department. I'm happy to answer any questions or concerns or more information about our programs or Faculty X or anything.
Excellent. Well, thank you for coming in on short notice.
My pleasure. It was fun.